If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Howard Tallman feels pretty strongly about the postal people that show up and deliver his mail, but when he is forced to go into the post office, it's a different experience. And Howard, I read your article and I laughed because it's the same situation in my life.
You know, it's funny. I know you said that you liked one of the lines, but, you know, it was about how they shun me when I come through the door. But what I went on to say was that's probably the fastest they move all day long, which is running into the back room.
The article is titled, "If Your Employees Aren't Happy to Be Working With You, Your Customers Will Pick Up on That in a Flash." It's by Howard Tallman on Inc.com. And Howard joins us every week at this time. But you said it is the exact opposite when it comes to the person that actually delivers the mail to your house, who seems to have a tougher job.
Well, you know, they do, but you know what? They still take pride. They still get a chance to interact with people and to have familiarity with the people. I think that's part of it, that you get to know the people on your route. It's not like a bunch of strangers coming in every single day that you have no connection to. But, you know, they also understand that it's a neighborhood. I mean, and they, you know, as much as, you know, DeJoy and these idiots have from the top down have tried to spoil things. I mean, taking out some of these sorting machines so these poor people in the field have to work, you know, extra hours for which they don't get paid. I think they haven't managed to break the spirit of the day in and day out, you know, mail people and, you know, mail men and mail women. I also think, by the way, that the phone and the earphones have helped a lot. Because they do boogie down the street, you know.
Yeah,
and so they,
yeah.
I mean, but listen, I think this is true of all customer facing, you know, situations. You've got to have, they're your frontline people. You've got to have people that enjoy what they're doing. You know, we had a woman at 1871 named Rhonda, and people would remember her a year later. They were, you know, they'd never been, you know, greeted by somebody who was so friendly and outgoing. And boy, that makes an impression, because you never forget how people make you feel. You never do. And so if that's a warm experience and it's pleasant, it's really important. And if your people aren't happy, or if they're treated like, you know, cogs or drones, I mean, the interesting thing is, any job, and I wrote this piece a long time ago about my waitress at the bagel restaurant, you know, I mean, they couldn't add enough crazy rules to make her crazy. She was just, you know, intent on connecting to her customers, doing a great job. And that's really what this was really about. It wasn't just the post office. Although, let me say, when you go into UPS or FedEx, completely different vibe. I mean, maybe they just have better lighting, but I mean, it just feels like a cleaner, cheerier place. I mean, you know, I'd be willing to pay for bigger bulbs, you know, at the post office.
But I featured a waitress. I featured a server at Steak 48. I had dinner there last week. I was so taken by her that I asked for her again. I had her in April, and I put her on the air the next day, because this is a person that loves her job so much and does make you feel like the most important person in the world. And I wanted to try and get at that. Like, what is the magic? How do you hire someone like that? How do you keep someone like that employed, because they're making such a difference in your business?
Well, I'll tell you, I think the lettuce people do a fine job. And one of the reasons is they promote from inside, and people have a sense of ownership from the day they get there, whether they're a busboy or whoever they are, that they have a path forward, that they're appreciated and valued. But I'll tell you, you know, it's an interesting thing. You talk about servers. One of the things that in the fancy restaurants they sort of pride themselves on is, God forbid, they write anything down, you know. And my feeling is that's a source of tremendous uncomfort or discomfort
for us,
for your customers. It's like, you're not going to remember that I said no spaghetti with my, you know, pasta or whatever. You're just not going to remember all that. And, you know, they pretend that they do. And then, you know, you sort of are anxious until your meal comes. I mean, that's crazy. You know, one of the things you want to do is reassure these people that you heard them. You know, she In my article, I said she repeats things back. She makes sure that she's got it right. And again, that matters because you're showing that you take your job seriously.
One of the lines in your article says successful service is more about self-esteem than training.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, because they love what they do. They feel good and it's contagious. And if we're spending money in any setting, we all say customer service is not like it used to be, but I think it might be coming back around.
Well, I think that's partially true because of COVID, because the companies that understand the need to reconnect to their customers are really pushing that connection. And, there's really a reason to go into a nearby store instead of, ordering it from Amazon and having it delivered in the middle of the night. So hopefully we are getting back to that feeling. And by the way, that's about the only thing that's going to keep local businesses alive is if you feel some kind of responsibility and a shared sort of commitment to, doing the right job for the community as well. It's not just, you go down some of these streets in the city and whole blocks are empty. I mean, all these stores are empty and that can't be good for anybody.
Mm-mm. And it really does start at the top because you can't feel good about what you do if the people that you work for don't make you feel good or encourage you to feel good about what you do.
Yeah, and I'll just leave you with one last thought, which is there is no job that you can't turn into something that is creative and challenging and that you can be proud of if you commit to it. It's just, we just look down on people, and you and I've had this conversation 1,000 times. It's the stigma attached to vocational training. Pretty soon those folks are going to be, making far more and having a much better life in many respects than a lot of the literary graduates from these unbelievably expensive universities who have no jobs.
Roberto, who is the parking attendant in our building, brings me joy every time I see his face. That server, Yasmin, brings me joy. And one of our texters had said, it goes to show there is no unskilled labor.
That's true. Let me just say one last thing. The only person who maybe doesn't bring you joy is the meter maids, and I don't know how to fix that.
Hey, and somebody said, they just sent in a text, said Rhonda was the heart of 1871. And another said, I love my postman. I leave him cold drinks in the summer. And that speaks a lot. Well, thank you for joining us. We encourage people to read that article and to follow you online.
Thanks. Take care, Lise.
That is Howard Tolman.